of things I want to get in there. When you mentioned just the example of broken bones versus the imbalance, I just want to throw in there, Dr. Bleem, that they aren't necessarily unrelated. We can tell you the story about my horse, who was as close to dead as could possibly be when I did the first show 6 years ago with Dr. Al. My vet had diagnosed him dying of cancer. He had broken a bone in his knee. It had been 8 weeks, and absolutely no healing had taken place. We tested for the endocrine immune imbalance. He had the imbalance. For horses, the treatment is just thyroid in most cases. Put him on thyroid, 180-degree turnaround in less than 6 weeks, and the bone healed quickly. So
I absolutely agree with you.
So it has something to do with, it's definitely related. Now, I'm wondering, we certainly can hold you over to the next hour, but I think you've got a time frame, so you need to go, huh?
My mother-in-law has a birthday party, and they're standing at the door looking at me.
All right. Well, we don't want to upset.
I want you to stay alive, so you better go.
Yeah. But now, Dr. Bleem, I'm wondering, you're a great radio guest, and my point earlier that I didn't finish is that you've got a great radio voice, and you obviously are not shy and you like to talk, which means you're a great guest. So I'm wondering if maybe we can have now on Vet Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, maybe we can have a Dr. Bleem update from Illinois.
I would love it.
And you can tell us how you're doing and the cases you're working on and that kind of stuff. Are you willing to participate?
I would love to. In fact, by next month, if I have a month, we're going to see a lot of good stuff.
All right. Well, then let's. I'm going to put you on hold briefly so that Sandy can pick you up and get your contact information. And then we'll give you a regular segment on Animal World on Vet Sunday, okay?
Then you can visit me. You can visit me every Sunday.
Yeah.
And there you go.
All right, Dr. Bleem. Thanks for joining us.
Gary's, it was a joy.
Gary's going to put you on hold so Sandy can get your contact information.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Margaret Kozad.
Happy birthday, Margaret. All right, we'll talk to you next month, Dr. Bleem. Dr.
Okay,
Al, you hold on. You're not going anywhere. He'll be here until noon. We will be taking your phone calls and talking more about the imbalance. If you've got a animal or human medical care question for Dr. Al, give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, and we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM KKNW Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays from noon to 1 p.m. We take your calls and ask your animal companions the things you most want to know from them. Talk about anything, even talk with deceased animals. If you love your animals and want to hear the wonderful and very often surprising things animals say, be sure to listen to Talk With Your Animals Wednesdays at noon, the show both you and your pets are going to love. Talk With Your Animals with me, Joy Turner.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Ah, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. It's Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, just like it sounds. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, you can be in touch with us while we're on the air in several different ways, and I'm going to give you all that information now, so get those pen and paper working. Now, phone lines are open, and you can call for several reasons. If you have an animal or human medical care question for Dr. Al, phone lines are open for the rest of the show. If you'd like to raid the Animal World Prize Closet, we've got copies of Pets at Risk, Dr. Al's book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. We also have Wagon Tail's liver cookies available for you. Yum, yum. And phone numbers to call, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-KKNW, which translates to 888-298-5569. And then you can shoot us an email that we will receive here in the studio to our live email address. It's pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you can be in touch with Animal World anytime by going to the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com. A lot of great information for you there. You'll find links to all of our sponsors and advertisers on the homepage. Very important that you support them, because without them, there is no us. There's the link to the audio files there. Click on current events for the current events items, shelters for contacts to all of our shelters and so forth. You'll also find our pet of the week in the current events section. And let's see, if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email, because it is easier for me to get to the webmaster that way. If you want to contact me outside of the radio show, you can go through the website, marthanorwalk.com. There's a contact Martha link. You can send me an email using that link that will come to my home office computer. Or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you need to contact me about behavior therapy and training, you know I am a behavior therapist, and I work with people and their animal friends to help them understand their animals and solve problems. It's always worth calling me, because I always do a free telephone evaluation, and if I'm not the one to help you, I usually know who can, and I'll refer you on. You can contact me through the website via email, but I don't work via email, so the best way to get a hold of me is bug my voicemail, and Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and the phone number is 206-525-2016. That's 206-525-2016. Now, if you need to contact Sandy Gaston, you can do so via her website, which is www.animalnature.com, or you can call her at her home office at 206 206- 1-800-364-6778, extension 2. And if you need to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington, 98105. Now, we're still looking. We'd like you to get back to us if you're Heather in Ocean Shores with the one-year-old child we talked to a month ago about the Pluckner syndrome and so forth. We really want to hear from you or the person who referred you to us so we can contact you off the air, if not on. And we're looking for Mike and Rascal in West Seattle. We need an update. How are you guys doing? All right, I think that covers all our contact stuff, and let's get back to Dr. Al Pluckner. Good morning, Dr. Al.
Good morning, Martha.
Boy, that Dr. Bleem, he is a fireball, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on fire, and he's, you know, so nice. It just kind of renovates all my feelings, if you will, for so many years, because he's somebody that really, really cares, and he will do anything to help an animal and or a person.
Gee, that's kind of like you.
Well, he's in a position, but, you know, he's in a better position, and he's a lot brighter than I am.
Oh, baloney.
Well, for what he's doing, you know, he knows how to get into these areas and get to these people, and he's not afraid to do it.
Right.
One of the hang-ups is, and, you know, I shouldn't talk about it, but Bernie does, he's had some problems as far as he's got the imbalance, and he's done the endocrine on himself, and now he's feeling better.
Isn't that amazing? We've got veterinarians that do this on themselves. And of course,
absolutely,
yeah,
and he believes it. He believes it so much, that's why he did it. And, yeah, he is feeling better, and he is going to contact Dr. Page because she's done so many of them. And, as you know, I talked to her, and she said, you know, we talked about doing human testimonials. She said, I'll get some of my patients because
Dr.
Doing
Pace
well.
Is the human naturopath working with humans. Now, let's come back to that. Let's come back to that all, Dr. Al, because, you know, we always promise telephone callers priority
great.
Here. And we've got
good.
Some folks waiting to talk to you. By the way, folks, if you've got an animal or human medical care question, the local number is 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. Let's welcome from Seattle, Anita. Good morning. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Hi, Anita.
Hi. Now, I'm going to jump in here because Anita, I know Anita. Anita is the other half of Rob.
He's on the line, too.
Rob, you there, too, huh?
Oh, there, Martha. Hi.
Okay, this
She's
is...
the better half, though, right, Rob?
I think...
okay.
Oh, he agrees.
Yeah, you better be careful. Trust me.
Now, we're going to be talking about Rob and Anita's cat, Diesel. We spoke, for any of you regular listeners, Rob called in about Diesel a couple weeks ago when Kim Miller, the medium and animal intuitive, was on, Dr. Al. And we were discussing the fact, now, Diesel is about a six-year-old neutered male cat.
What color is he?
Gray.
Gray, okay, well, that's cool.
He's a gray cat.
I like his name.
Yeah, Diesel?
That's great.
Yeah, and he is a great cat. Now, he does have a problem spraying urine in the house. And we talked with Kim about this a couple weeks ago on the air, and Kim tuned into him, and Kim basically expressed that Diesel was not happy with Anita. He didn't get enough attention from Anita. She spent too much time with the other cat. And so judging from what Kim said, we had Anita go on a program of spending more time and special attention with Diesel. And Anita, you've been doing that, right?
Yes.
And fortunately, it seems to be helping, because it sounds like, at least from our conversation yesterday on the phone, I think you said there has been no more spraying since we talked to Kim.
Not since we talked to Kim and since I've been spending that extra time with him.
So that's good to hear. But in the meantime, we had an EI1 test run on Diesel, Dr. Al, and he... from looking at the test results, which I have in my hands here, he has, I would say, what would we call it, Dr. Al, a minor imbalance? Because he's not as imbalanced as most that we test. But
hey, question for you, though. When was the test taken? Was it when he was spraying?
Yes.
Or a little bit after?
No. It was just in the last couple of weeks, last two or three weeks.
Yeah, Has he been better, Anita, though? I mean, when you did it, was he doing a little bit better or not?
No.
Okay.
It was right before we spoke to him.
Yeah, I think it was the week before that you had the blood draw.
Right. So at the time he was still spraying.
Do you know why he would be doing better if you spent more time with him?
Well, Kim said he was mad at her.
Oh, no. What it's coming down to, Kim, is with his syndrome. And people, they call it adrenal exhaustion. And what it really means is when Diesel, is stressed out a little bit, what he does is with the adrenaline that he's producing, uses as a catalyst his natural cortisone. So what happens then is it puts him into this imbalance where his cortisone levels are down, and the only response to antibody would be male and female hormone coming out of his adrenal gland, and so he's going to start acting like he's never been neutered before. We see this with female cats, with male cats, we see it with female dogs.
Oh, no. So I think I know what you're getting at, Dr. Al. So are you saying that by Anita spending more time and fussing over him, that somehow emotionally that's stabilizing him, which stabilizes
the
cortisone?
Well, sure, because he's not burning up his cortisone. Now he's happier with you. He's happier with himself. And, the Flechner syndrome is getting back into balance again. But if he does get stressed out, so on and so forth, and, you know, what you got to look to, too, is, you know, if, in fact, with a visitation from relatives and things and other animals, whatever the deal is, if, in fact, you think it's going to stress him out, then you put him back on a little cortisol.
Oh, I see.
During that period of time, so you avoid that imbalance.
Well, can you go on and off a cortisone treatment?
I was just going to ask that question.
Well, yeah, if he doesn't need it and he's not there, you bet you can. And what you do is you, during that period of time, for example, and you see this, this is a tremendous thing with dog shows and things, where all of a sudden the dogs are really excited, they burn up their cortisone, and they break out with hives and all kinds of crazy things. So a day or two before that, or a visitation or another animal coming in, you go ahead and you put them on a little bit of replacement steroid to make up for what they're burning up by making adrenaline. And you keep them on it while the situation's still there, the stress is still there. And once the stress is gone, you continue for another day or two. And short term, then if you want to do every other day and stop it, do it. But there's a way to really handle this.
You know, usually, Dr. Al, we say this is this isn't a cure, it's a replacement therapy, and it's a lifetime commitment.
It's a control.
But what I'm hearing you say is that with an animal that's only slightly imbalanced, as Diesel is, we could go on and off the treatment protocol.
Absolutely. I found out
more about Diesel's medical history because I had forgotten when I talked to you on the phone, Dr. Al. But Diesel has had urinary tract infections, crystals, and a blockage.
That's his IgA.
In his history.
Okay.
Now, how long ago was that, Anita?
About 2 years ago. Okay.
So he blocked
anything
up once.
Anything different, Anita, at that time? I mean, was there anything stressful in, you know, the family relationship or anything like that?
I don't recall anything at the time, Doctor, but he's a jittery cat.
That's all part of this. And what you gotta realize too, Anita, and I've talked to Martha about this too, is the national levels that I have set up pretty much relate to all patients, if you will. However,
you're talking about the blood test.
Blood test results. And there are those patients that will fall beyond the lines of that. So that in essence, if, like estrogen with him, if 20 to 25 is normal and he's 25.09 or whatever he was, which is not high, his norm may be 24 and a half. So the point of it is I would bet you if you put him back on a very small amount of replacement cortisol and possibly kept him there the rest of his life, he would not have a urinary tract infection again.
Okay, now, he's about 6 years old. Anita, do we, and Rob, do we know how much Diesel weighs?
I think 11, 12 pounds.
11, 12 pounds. How much in and his IgA isn't very low. It's 63, so Dr. Al, you said he could start...
That's low enough, though, see, and that's your bladder.
Right, but he could start on oral medications. He wouldn't need an injection, you said.
Yeah, and what you need to do, I can only make suggestions, obviously.
Yeah, how much Pred would you give him?
Well, if you know, as a suggestion, if your veterinarian is it's appropriate for your vet prescribing this and you're happy with it, he would probably take, the ticket would be do 2.5 milligrams orally, and then in 2 weeks recheck the IgA, see if it's up to 70 or, you know, between 70 and 170, okay?
Right, okay. And
that
if not,
would tell
you, can...
you that would normalize him. And the other end of the stick, too, is when you're checking with Diesel, check the top of his enamel on his teeth, on his eye teeth, or all the way back, and see if there's a red line.
On the top of the bottom of his gums.
Yeah, this will show
the
IgA.
He doesn't have a red line. Yeah,
now, I'm sure that I looked at his gums at some point when I was at your house, Anita. Do you remember me looking at his gums?
You do, and he doesn't have a red line.
Okay.
Well, 70% do, 30% do not. And he's not that severe, but he's severe enough to show clinical signs. So I think you need to do something like this. And once you normalize him, all you're doing, you're titrating his immune system to protect him.
Yeah.
You're not going, oh, we're giving cortisone, what's going to happen?
Right.
Well, he's cortisone deficient, and he burns it up when he gets stressed out. So the point of it is you need to basically probably get him on a minimal amount.
Okay, well, I've got a much better understanding now. And Anita, you're going to keep up on the program of more attention for Diesel and making sure that he's feeling good about that. In the meantime, we're going to get Anita and Rob a copy of your book, Dr. Al, so they can read and have a better understanding of all of this. And then you and I will talk off air, Anita and Rob, and we'll figure out how to get started with all of this.
Yeah, we want to go from Diesel 2 to Diesel 1.
All right. Anything else, Anita?
No, actually, you've answered my questions. My question was, you know, why do we need to treat if he didn't have any, if it's such a low imbalance in terms of...
You know
of
why?
Measurement.
Because if he gets stressed out, he's going to probably go back into his bladder problem, which can be very serious.
Okay.
You also go into cancer, the whole thing. I mean, every patient, whether human or animal, have this imbalance. And even though it's minimal, sometimes it doesn't take too much to set it off. So the point of it is, why don't you normalize it so it can't be set off?
Do you ever find the imbalance in healthy cats with no problem?
No, never.
Okay.
And even Dr. Bleem, it was funny because he's in the infancy of this thing, and he said, you know, I tested a normal animal, you know, 3 days ago, and he said it was normal, definitely normal. Well, see, this is, Anita, what this is.
Yeah,
this
Dr. Bill and I did some of that, too, you know, 5-6 years ago when we started testing this. We did test some normal animals, and their EI1 profile was normal.
This is the genetic ice age that I've talked about. This is the gene pool that's gotten too close that has not been recognized. And all the professions, whether human or veterinary, are treating the medical effects and not the cause. And so the cause is the thing you need to check. And if he is on the fence, which Diesel is, a little bit of stress is going to kick him off the fence into the wrong direction. So you need an insurance policy, and that policy will probably be low-dose cortisol replacement. So if he does get stressed, he's not going to burn it up and kick him into my syndrome.
Okay, well,
it makes me feel
better that also that it could be something that's used only when he's stressed.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else, Anita? You can check that IgA. I mean, you can see if, and they're going to say, well, what if he starts producing his own stuff? Well, we can tell from the IgA as you can. So, you know, as it goes, maybe once a year, if there are no medical changes, he seems fine, recheck the IgA. That's his titration level. And as he gets older, if his cortisol imbalance gets a little worse, you may have to kick him up a little higher.
Okay.
But each patient is and individual and different. And it's so neat to be able to have fact and not somebody saying to you, well, I think this is what it is. No, this is what it is. This is what you do. We'll recheck if we did it the right way in the right direction.
All right. Anita, are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Beckner. We'll talk off the air. Thanks,
Anita. Give Diesel a hug for me.
Thanks, Rob. And hi to the kids.
Tell them to get off the wall.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right. A little radio talk, live radio. Gary, I know I missed our advertisers and sponsors, but we'll just take a little longer time at the bottom of the hour and combine those two, because let's stay with our phones, because next up...
How's Gary's baby doing?
Oh, Gary's baby, Finley, she's doing okay, Gary, right?
Yeah.
She's about time for another one, Gary. You know, get it together, buddy.
Yeah, we got any buns
yeah,
in the
she
oven,
needs
Gary?
A sister or no, brother, you
still,
know.
She's still not sleeping that well, so we're going to wait till she's sleeping.
All right.
Before we...
No more babies right now.
What I do is I send tranquilizers home with my owners, and if it doesn't work in the patient, we give it to the owners, and everything's cool.
That sounds perfect.
Okay.
Hey, come on.
All right, never mind. It's time to get back to the phones and the animal stuff here. Let's go to Kenmore and welcome David. David, you're live on the air with Dr. Al Plechner.
Oh, hello.
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
Well, thanks. Good to hear from both of you. I really appreciate your program.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you calling in. What can we do for you?
Well, I may have a multiple situation going on here, and maybe it'll fit into your syndrome, maybe it won't. For several years, I've had a chronic digestive problem that's affected my migraines and all kinds of things like that.
Are you talking you personally?
Personally.
Digestive problems and migraines?
Yeah, right, and now it's getting to the point where I'm getting vibrations in my brain at night during...
Yeah. And they're irritable bowel syndrome, or they haven't put a label on it yet for you, David.
Have you been diagnosed, David?
I've been to probably 15 doctors, including naturopaths, and everybody comes up with their own theory, but nothing is... I've thought about testing my saliva, and nobody has been willing to do that.
That's limited, though, David. That is really, really limited. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the reason they did a lot of the salivary tests and the 24-hour urine samples was because so often with blood levels, if your body can't utilize them and it's bound in the saliva and urine, often it shows you that there is active hormone and you can compare it to what's in the blood.
Uh-huh.
Now, the thing for you to realize, too, again, this really, Martha, unfortunately, doesn't realize much, is that with the imbalance with my syndrome, when David's estrogen is high, estrogen causes inflammation of the lining cells of arteries, and this is where migraines come from. And when that antibody we were talking about that's supposed to protect your mucous membranes in their body, which is, you know, your mouth, your digestive tract, the whole bit, where irritable bowel syndrome comes from, is there is an imbalance in your natural cortisone production. But what you could do, David, is if you have a physician you can work with, and he'll give you a prescription for a this endocrine immune blood test, which is your cortisol's your total estrogen. That's why I have you use this one lab as a human or as a pet owner, because
which lab is it?
It's listed on my website. It's National Diagnostic Laboratories. Because one of the things, David, you're going to...
Do you have internet access, David?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Dr. Al's website is www.drplechner.com.
And in males, what they do in male men, actually male, doesn't matter what you are as long as you're male, they do only a partial estrogen called estradiol, David. You're producing out of your adrenals, because of this syndrome, you're producing two other estrogens that are making your estrogen very, very high and binding your thyroid and doing all sorts of things to you.
Uh-huh.
And the interesting thing about it is once the tests are done and your physician, and I'll help if, you know, I'd be more than happy to make suggestions, consult, whatever, because I, as you know, I'm only a veterinarian, so I can only suggest.
Right.
I'll tell you what, interesting enough is that with your imbalance a whole bit, you're probably very malabsorptive, So even
say that again.
You're malabsorptive.
You're probably not absorbing what they're giving you to take orally.
Yeah, meaning your intestinal tract probably isn't absorbing the medication well.
Right.
That antibody there called the IgA is probably low. It's probably below 70. And so what's happening is everything they give you, try this, try that, it doesn't matter if it's natural, homeopathic, whatever. If you can't absorb it, it's not going
to
work.
And David, maybe Dr. Al suggested you talking to your doctor about this. If that isn't appropriate or whatever, there you are in the area where this Dr. Pace, you could see her.
Okay.
Because she's in our area, and she is doing human cases.
She's done, I think she's probably done, I hate to say it, but I think she's done 150 to 200 cases, and she absolutely loves it.
Yeah,
and the patients are doing well, David. They're all doing well.
Yeah, you could call me at the office, and I can give you her information.
Right.
Now, have you got more questions, David?
Okay.
Can you hold on?
Okay.
All right. We're putting everybody back on hold, and Alice, you stay on hold, too. We'll get to you in the next segment. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We'll be back with more phone calls. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. And woohoo! They have got all kinds of great stuff on sale right now. Dogswell dry dog food is on sale. Buy a 4-pound bag for $10.99 of either the Vitality or Happy Hips formula and get another one free. Nutro Natural Choice Lamb and Rice, 35-pound adult. Small bites on sale for $36.99. Now get this. Have you all seen the Petty Paws nail trimmer grinder that's been all over TV? Well, it's advertised on TV for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Jones & Company has them on sale for $18.99. And better yet, if you buy two 30-pound Natural Balance potato and duck dog food, you get a free Petty Paws. Now, how cool is that? You better get on up to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville. You'll find them on State Street. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, if you've got dogs, you need to know about the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Now, they've got a great cattery, too, and it's totally separate. So now you can board your cats the same place you board your dogs. And they've got great training and obedience classes, board and train, the best doggy daycare center I've ever seen. It is state-of-the-art, and they are conveniently located just off of 405 north of the 522 interchange. So if you travel that north 405 corridor to and from work, how easy to just pop off on the way to work, drop your dog off, pick them up on the way home, and you can go home and kick back and relax. Just feed them because they're worn out from playing all day. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Check them out at www.aocb.com or give them a call, 425-486-9567, and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. Dr. Al, we will continue with our phone call. We're in the middle of a conversation with David.
Good.
David, you're back on the line with Dr. Al.
Hi, Martha.
Ah, you sound a little louder this time.
Oh, is that better?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, David, you got to realize that, unfortunately, my syndrome has never been discovered before, and it is a huge part of what your problems are.
Uh-huh.
The simple thing about it, David, is just doing a blood test. Nobody's asking your physician to act upon it. But I'll tell you what, they better look at it. And if that syndrome is in place, we need to find somebody that will work on it. And
okay, well, my main provider is the VA, so they probably won't even consider it. But
we'll see if they'll do the blood test, you know.
Okay.
Some way, maybe there's somebody there that really does care enough that I can talk to. I'd be more than happy to.
Okay.
At least suggest and guide them, because there is a better way for you. There really, really is. You do not need to suffer from migraines and
bowels.
I'm just wondering, let me interrupt. Sandy, did you get David's contact information in case Dr. Al wants that after the show? Okay, so Gary, we're going to have to put David back on hold when we're done with him. So we'll get your contact information, David, so that Dr. Al can follow up with you.
I have three cockatiels, and I suspect they've picked up my bug, because they're losing their feathers and their skin. All their feathers underneath their wings are virtually gone.
They're probably stressed out because of you, you know.
And to the point where they're just bleeding on the wingtips of one of them.
Well, you know what you can do, too? Sometimes you can get some of the trace mineral powder.
I've tried that. I've got there's a name brand that's supposed to be really for Dr. King.
Because we can't. Dr. Al was saying something, David, so why don't you hold on to your thought for a minute. Dr. Al, we didn't hear what you were saying.
All I was saying is, and David probably has done this, is that many times when you get the feather picking, you get all this stuff going on, you can often go to a trace mineral powder.
I've tried that, and I'm sure it's not feather picking either, because I've observed
them. Stressed out. Do you have an avian vet or somebody that?
Yeah, I've gone to a doctor here in Bile. He did about $250 of tests on it, and he couldn't come up with anything. So that's another reason why I'm beginning to suspect that they may have picked up my. And since nobody can figure out my bacterial or fungal situation.
If you've got a bacterial fungal situation, you do have the imbalance.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, they picked it up.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit doubtful, but, you know, you don't know, okay?
Well, now, have you had, Dr. Al, any experience with birds and this imbalance?
Actually, you may want to hear this, but in 1975, the Fish and Wildlife Service and the State of California Department of Fish and Game allowed me to set up a bird of prey center in Santa Monica Mountains, and I've treated a tremendous number of these animals. But as far as avian medicine is concerned, my, if you will, knowledge is not as great as somebody that's working in the field. And so the point of it is they need to kind of look at things like diet, like with Dr. Judge Bauer. You need to look at diet sometimes with Traceman or with all this. So,
no, and what
and
she
hopefully
do?
Your vet can enhance, you know, your the nutritional value of everything that's being done. Make sure that we don't have some kind of an imbalance going on, because so many times with whatever the birds are, if they're cytosine, depending how big they are, parrots, what have you, some of the diets, so they feed them sunflower seeds, so on and so forth, is probably one of the worst things in the world. There are better things to feed these birds with fresh greens. There's a bunch of stuff. So, again,
yeah,
you may want to check.
I imagine you're on top of that, David, aren't you?
I've been trying to feed them fresh greens and also organic pellets. They don't eat fresh. Only one of them eats a little bit of fresh greens, and even that one now, a female, is starting to lose her feathers on her back.
All right, well, now, David, we've got to wrap this up because I've got other callers waiting and so forth. I'm going to put you on hold so that Sandy can get your contact information, but I also want you to know Sandy's our bird expert. So maybe Sandy can spend a little bit of time with him and diet, and he says only one of his birds will eat fresh. Maybe Sandy can help you a little bit with that kind of stuff.
Well, I appreciate both of your assistance here and advice.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh,
and
it's going to help, David. That's the main thing.
We'll pass on the your contact information to Dr. Al, okay?
Okay. Did she? I don't think I gave it to her.
No, we're going to put you on hold. Sandy's going to talk to you now for that and about the birds, okay?
Great.
So you hold on.
All right, Martha and Dr. Al.
You're welcome,
hey,
and we're
David,
thinking good thoughts for you, David.
Okay.
Hey, don't give up. Keep on trucking. We'll get it done.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we'll get her done.
Okay, so he's on hold for Sandy, and then we are going to carry on Dr. Al, and we're going to Burien to welcome Alice. Alice, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Hello. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy
well,
New
thank
Year
you,
to
Al.
You, too.
You.
I have a very quick question. What about OCD in animals and people and anger and fear biting in dogs, all the emotional issues.
Okay, or when I went out, OCD, you're not talking, I was thinking
osteochondritis
desiccans. That's a bone disease. You're talking about obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yes.
Martha knows.
Well, no, wait a minute. Let me just say, OCD, and what else did you mention?
Well, like fear biting in dogs, and when people always have problems with their temper, like anger management problems.
Right.
So you want to know if any of that's related to the
imbalance.
Okay, so obsessive compulsive disorder, fear biting, and human anger, Dr.
Right.
Al. Do all those things relate?
I think I'll hang up.
No.
Yeah, they do, as you know, and you know as well as I do. What's going on is the estrogen level is, you've got the whatever they call it, Pluckner syndrome, and what's happening is, the estrogen levels are way too high, and you get extreme behavior like you can't believe. And the point of it is you need to do the simple test to take care of this, because you talk about extreme behavior. I see patients that will go after and bite their owners, whether dogs or cats, do all kinds of goofy things. I just had one in that was laid under the bed, a dog, for 3 years. Fed him under the bed, wouldn't come out of the bed, had to clean up under the bed. Dog's perfect now. At high estrogen, low cortisone. So, yes, there is a much, much, much better way to take care of this. There's no reason to see these behavioral extremes. The animal can't help it because we've got a cortisol imbalance.
Yep. Extreme fear and or aggression is attributable to the imbalance, which relates to the high estrogen, Alice, and also to the bound thyroid hormones.
Because there's a lot of OCD in my family.
with your human family.
Right.
I was just watching, I watched a special on Howie Mandel the other night, and his obsessive compulsive behavior. And then I also watched, that TV show Monk about the detective.
Oh, yeah.
And he has OCD as well, that germ phobia thing. So that kind of obsessive compulsive disorder with humans, Dr. Al?
Definitely you do the my endocrine immune test, and it can be done at the same laboratory. And but one of the things you got to realize, unfortunately, is most of these laboratories in this country, whether human or veterinarian, are not doing proper testing, and most of them don't have the ability to do the proper testing and handle the blood correctly. So once you do it, and what you should do is for yourself, family, whatever, look at the web, look at the lab, and it will tell you how to send the blood in, what to take, have your physician do that, and then I can basically make suggestions. But I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised that there is a real imbalance. And one of the things you got to realize with the imbalance is there will be certain foods that will ring the bell of your behavior.
No, that's interesting, because we're getting up against the clock here, but you said there's a history of obsessive compulsive disorder in the humans in your family, Alice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so does that mean, Dr. Al, that there may be a genetic predisposition?
Well, yeah, there's a genetic. There's no doubt about
this imbalance?
There's no doubt about it, and there is a much better way to handle this and get it controlled.
Yeah, my two brothers can't handle wheat.
Well, they've got gluten enteropathy.
Right.
They've got an IgA imbalance. And I'm sorry, this is, I've lived this dreamt this every night for 42 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can show you and your brothers a much better way. And the reason you have food, they have food sensitivities to wheat, gluten enteropathy, is because they have this imbalance and their IgAs are off. Once we get this corrected, they still will have the enteropathy if they eat glutens. But again, as you know, if they can tolerate it.
I can tolerate wheat better than they can, but I'm sure that it comes up.
Well, corn and rice do not have their carbohydrates without gluten enteropathy, without glutens.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right,
well, hopefully
Alice,
this will help.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, that's going to wrap us up for this segment of Animal World. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then it's time for current events and our brand new Pet of the Week with Nancy McKinney from King County Animal Care and Control. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. And man, have they got all kinds of great sales going on. They're offering Raruva cat canned food with every three cans of the 3 or 5 ounce purchased. You will get another one free. Science Diet, 13.2-ounce dog food cans are on sale for 99 cents. They're usually $1.55. And I think this is the best deal. The Petty Paws nail grinder tool is on sale for $18.99. That's cheaper than it's on TV, and you don't have to pay shipping and handling. And if you buy 2 30-pound Natural Balance potato and duck dog food bags, you get a free Petty Paws. I'm thinking about going up there for that one, I'll tell you. All right, so it's worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Streets in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Are you ready for the next revolution in pet nutrition? Jackson Hole biochemist Kevin Meehan developed Mulligan Stew's patented formula through scientific research into cellular nutrition. The end result is a cutting-edge pet food that is uniquely formulated with quality ingredients and proper manufacturing methods to help your pets live longer, healthier lives and provide effective cellular detoxification. Mulligan Stew is now available in select specialty pet stores. Go to mulliganstewpetfood.com and find out why Mulligan Stew Pet Food is the pet food with a purpose.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We will get back to Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner not too long, but right now it's time for current events. How about that? The music is there and ready. Gary is on top of this. Can you tell I'm so happy to be in the studio? That's entertainment. All right. Speaking of entertainment, what do we got on the current events docket here? All right. Let's see. King County Animal Care and Control is still offering the Double the Love. For one special adoption rate, you get two cats and kittens. Two for the price of one. How cool is that? Mark your calendars for the annual Humane Society's Tuxes and Tails. It will be Saturday, May 9th, and it is the 20th anniversary of this event. Tickets go on sale March 1st. More information at www.seattlehumane.org. And if you're interested in donating auction items, they're now being accepted, and you can call the Humane Society. There's a special number for auction donation items, 425-373-5388. 425-373-5388. All right, let's see. Then you can celebrate with Humane Society's Power of Companionship 2009 calendar. It's $15. Go to their website to place an order, www.seattlehumane.org. And then Meow 2009 calendars are now available. They're smitten with kittens. I bet they're cute. $10 if you buy them at the shelter, $12 if you want them mailed to you. Stop by the shelter or go to the website www.meowcatrescue.org or give them a call. Meow's phone number is 425-822-6389. All right, and the newest addition to current events, let's see, Tuesday, July 6th and Tuesday, February 3rd, the Delta Society will be hosting a free informational session focused on the healing power of pets. You'll have a chance to learn about some of the research which proves how animals make a profound impact on our health. You'll also meet their visionary leaders, as well as be inspired by heartwarming stories from pet partner volunteers. Each of the sessions will be held at Delta Society's headquarters in Bellevue. They're from 7 to 8 p.m. in the evening. There's plenty of free parking, and don't worry, you will not be asked to make a donation. You can check all this out at the Delta Society's website, www.deltasociety.org. Again, those dates are Tuesday, January 6th and Tuesday, February 3rd, 7 to 8 p.m. It's free at Delta Society headquarters. You need to RSVP because space is limited. So email This is the email address to RSVP, CandiceC@DeltaSociety.org. CandiceC@DeltaSociety.org. And if you missed any of the current event stuff, or you want all the details on everything we've got on the current events list, go to the website, www.MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events, and all of this will come up. Now, next week, it is the second Sunday of the month, and we are back on our regular schedule. That means it's a Sandy and Martha Sunday. So after follow-up news and the best good news about animals, if there is any, hopefully there will be, then Sandy joins us in the studio. We have open phone lines. We'll have some special features. But primarily, we're open phone lines, and Sandy and I are free on the air to answer your animal behavior, training, and healing questions. So does your dog bark too much or drag you around the block? Pee in the house instead of out in the yard? How about your cat? Does he go everywhere except in the cat box, or keep you up awake yowling? Whatever's going on, plan to give us a call, because it's Sandy and Martha Behavior Training and Healing Sunday next Sunday here on Animal World. All right. Now, then, Gary, it is time for our newest segment here on Animal World, which is our Pet of the Week segment. And we spaced it last week, but we got the music ready this week. So it's time for Pet of the Week.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter?
Woo-hoo!
The one with the take me home eyes. If you give him love and attention,
speaking of, do you see that doggy in the shelter? I think we got one this week, so let's welcome to Animal World, Nancy McKinney from King County Animal Care and Control. Good morning, Nancy.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, we do have a great dog, a very energetic dog, looking for a new home this week.
All right. So let's see. Would that be Sasha?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
I have her picture in front of me. Tell us about Sasha.
Well, she's very photogenic, and she has been at the shelter for a couple of months. She is already 8 months old, so she's getting to be full grown. She is very smart. They know she loves to sit for a treat, so she knows some commands already. And she was brought into the King County Animal Care and Control Shelter in Kent because the owner moved out of the apartment and abandoned Sasha with the roommates.
Oh, what kind of dog is Sasha?
She is a pit bull terrier mix. We don't know what she's really mixed with, but she's black and white, has nice white spots on her chest and on her paws. She's been spayed and current on her shots, and also loves to play fetch, but doesn't love cats. So we're recommending not a home with any cats.
A catless household she needs.
Right.
And her name is Sasha, and like you said, what'd she say? She's about 9 months old now?
8 months.
8 months
just
old.
Just turned
now.
8 months.
So
yes.
She's a teenager,
mm-hmm.
Needs somebody to love her and give her a forever home. You can go to the Animal World website, www.MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events, and you will find her there. Now, I do have a note from Sandy, because apparently Rhonda from Indigo Dog, my webmaster, called Sandy earlier today to let her know that she is having internet problems.
Oh, okay.
And so to update current events, which means up and putting the Pet of the Week up, she was not able to do that. Now, I don't know how long ago that was, but she told Sandy that she'd have it up as soon as possible, but it wasn't up yet. So, folks, if you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and you don't see Sasha up there yet, it's just because my webmaster is still mucking around with that, but she'll be up soon. So you can find Sasha's picture and her description, a link to her Pet Finder page. And then if you just know that Sasha has got your name on her, you can call King County Animal Care and Control. And their phone number is 206-296-7387. That's 206-296-7387.
And we're open today 11 to 6.
Oh, 11 to 6 today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, so Sasha is our newest Pet of the Week. How about our other Pet of the Weeks? We found out last week, good news, that several had been adopted.
Yes, and good news today. I just found out Mooney, our last Pet of the Week,
yeah,
Mooney the cat.
Pretty black cat.
Yep. found a home yesterday, so
woo-hoo!
They had a good time. Emily, the first one who's been at King County since July, is still in the foster home. We've updated her Pet Finder posting, so she's doing great in the foster home with other animals, by the way. So Emily's still available for adoption. So I think it's just Emily and Sasha.
Well, so that means, folks, that's good news.
Yes.
Every pet of the week we've had so far has been adopted, except Emily.
I know.
And she was our very first.
Right.
And she is the most needy. And she's just a lovely black and white kitty. And we figure that she needs a single woman or an elderly gentleman.
Correct.
Probably for, but you guys just think she's wonderful. She's lived in your office for a while. And then she's kind of going home, with some of the staff.
Yep.
And somebody needs to adopt Miss Emily.
Right. So again, her information's on your website. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, people can always check the animal control website, just kingcounty.gov/pets. And it has our directions, our hours, and animals available for adoption on that site.
Okay, and have we still got Double the Love going on?
We do. We're just going to continue that because we have still so many great cats that could go home together.
So you can get two for one.
Yeah.
Cats or kittens. So that's fabulous. Nobody's got that kind of deal.